the State of the State, Governor's annual budget address given this week to lawmakers, and as always, a lot to take in right at the pretty much the beginning of session.
There is a lot to take in on that, and that is where he outlines his budget proposals. This year has been a little difficult because before we passed something in the House 8 or 10 years ago when I was over there requiring a consensus revenue, the Governor's office, the Senate, and the House all three agree on the amount of money that we expect to come in, and this year the Governor is not going along with the Senate or the House with the consensus revenue, and his estimates are way over ours, and he's wanting to spend more than what we think we've got coming in. So that'll lead for some interesting conversation later in the year.
That's a big part of it, too, and especially getting toward that second Friday in May. Do you think that will be the biggest part of budgeting this year, is trying to get somewhere, if not between his projections and the legislature's, and finding some common ground somewhere?
Yes, I served on the budget committee in the House for 4 years and not in the Senate, so the committee will handle most of that, but I'll still have some input into it. But yes, there will definitely be lots of conversations about the amount of revenue we've got predicted coming in.
Anything in his speech stick out at you as something that should be considered or taken
care
of?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I think I agree with him about money for education, and I went back to the Department of Education and asked them, the last 10 years, we've increased funding $770 million over the last 10 years, which is pretty substantial. Is it as much we'd like? No. Does it fully fund the formula? No. But that's still $777 million, and every year we've increased it, and whenever we give more money, the governor's withheld the money to education, and so I'm not too sure what good it does to promise if you can't deliver. And so hopefully we can come up with a compromise that school administrators know what they're going to have. And most of them are really good, or they're all good, if they just know what they're going to have. But it's hard for them to make out a budget not knowing what their revenue is going to be. If they make it based on the governor's proposal, then the money doesn't come, and then it puts them in a real tight spot. So if you're just honest with the school administrators, I think they have more respect for you, and they'll work with it. They're great people.
When you talk about education, there's several bills on the table right now. There's a higher education funding formula. There are some bills that address school transfers. A lot in terms of education, not that there hasn't been a lot of legislation relating to that before, but this year especially seems to be a very critical year in several different areas of education.
There's a lot of things with education going on right now, and we have the unaccredited schools in Kansas City and St. Louis primarily, and that's going to take a lot of time. Hearing on that yesterday lasted for hours, and not everybody, there's no real one great idea. There's just a lot of people, a lot of different ideas, and so that's got to be addressed. State board will have a lot to say so, and the commissioner, Nicastro, will have a lot to say with that, but I think we'll enter into it. Common Core is still going to be an issue this year. All the questions haven't been answered there, so that's still going to be something. So she's got her work cut out for her through the Department of Education. We all do want more money for education. We just need to be careful to be sure we can deliver what we promise, and we need to take care of our obligations now and not start a bunch of new programs and have to worry about funding them.